Okay, Be'ezras Hashem, B'shem Kol Yisrael, we're learning the Sefer Darchei Noam from the current Sanam Rebbe, the son of the Nesiv HaShalom. It's a two-volume set. I highly recommend you get it because it's really the sweetest Torah. We're learning the first volume. We're starting on page Nun Aleph, with the first Maimer on Shabbos. Maimer Rishon Mechin Nafshi L'Chariga, Mekadesh Fi Karo Elo. Okay, let's begin. Kol Mekadesh Fi Karo Elo, Kol Shomer Shabbos Kadas Nechalo. Right, so we sing the Zemer on Friday nights. So what does the Zemer mean? All who sanctify the seventh, which is Shabbos, as it deserves. All who guard it properly from desecration. The reward is very great, according to their actions. Says the Sanam Rebbe Shlita, these words in the two different levels of people who are Shomer Shabbos. Ha'echad. Mekadesh v'karoylo, right? The first level we mentioned is all who sanctify Shabbos as it deserves. V'asheni, the second level is shomer Shabbos k'las mechalelo, all who guard it properly from desecration. So he's about to flip it. Hadar gari shona v'Shabbos, he's shomer Shabbos k'las mechalelo. The first level of guarding Shabbos is I make sure there's no desecration. Hashmira v'azihirus l'kayim kol prat yedinim shaloch l'Shabbos. I'm careful to make sure that I keep all the halachos of Shabbos. In other words, I kind of just check off the boxes on my Shabbos. I make sure not to go on my phone. I make sure not to turn on the light. I make sure not to turn on the fire. I make sure to go to shul. I make sure to hear Kiddush. I make sure to wash Motzi. I fulfill all of my obligations. I kind of just like get it over with. I fulfill all my obligations and it's great. Again, it's beautiful because it's Shabbos, but it's not the goal. It's not the goal. V'lo mekadesh v'karoylo, but all who sanctify Shabbos as it deserves, hayinu shemekadesh to Shabbos kibyaroylo rum dargasai lais. You sanctify Shabbos according to its high level. I don't just check off the boxes of the halachos. I go above and beyond. Me'alo me'aver l'mischai me'din Shabbos l'chosea. I go above and beyond. Husam is igre minyanah b'kdushas Shabbos ora. I focus mainly on the holiness of Shabbos, on the essence of Shabbos, on the spiritual light of Shabbos. We'll talk about in the next paragraph what the spiritual light is. But again, I don't just check off the boxes of my obligations on Shabbos, of the halachos of Shabbos. I try to access that spiritual light. Again, the halachos are a means to an end. Right? They allow me to access that spiritual light. But if I'm just going to go through the motions of Shabbos and make sure I do all my obligations, that's not the goal. The goal is to, again, I focus mainly on the holiness of Shabbos and the spiritual light. And I make sure not to do anything that will impair the holiness of Shabbos, right? Again, there's certain things that I'm not allowed to do al pi halacha. So there's certain things on Shabbos that, like, okay, maybe it's mutter al pi halacha, but it's not Shabbos stick, right? A classic example, I remember growing up, like, oh, like she plays sports on Shabbos. She'd get all sweaty, go play a game, go play with the boys, it'll be great, it'll be a lot of fun. Play ball at the park. On the one hand, okay, great, it's fun. And is it halachically permissible? Okay, maybe. But it's not Shabbos, it's not Shabbos to go do that. All right, so again, two levels. First level is, I keep the halachos of Shabbos, I check off the boxes, I make sure I do everything I'm supposed to do. The second level, the higher level is, I serve Hashem, and I have a Shabbos that's filled with energy, with chiyus, with life force. And I focus on the holiness of Shabbos and the spiritual light of Shabbos. I make sure not to do anything that will cause there to be a mum in the holiness of Shabbos. Right? I'm not pogim es krusasa. Hapaitim nefarshu scharam shoshne shomi Shabbos edo. So what are the two scharos that the people who keep Shabbos in these two ways get? Hamekadesh v'karo elo. Right, so a person who sanctifies Shabbos as it deserves, scharo harbe mod, they have a great reward. Kizeh ikra avodos of Shabbos, because this is the main avod of Shabbos. Again, if I sanctify Shabbos as it deserves, so my reward is scharo harbe mod, because I'm following the avoda properly, the avod of Shabbos properly. K'may mamaran asaba gedisha milakovich shechusayah genalinu, asaba gedisha vlakovich, one of the founders of the Sanhedrin Chassidim. Raza de Shabbos is Shabbos. Zohar says, that literally translates as, the secret of Shabbos is Shabbos. Raza be gematria or im hakolel. Right, so hakolel is, you can add one, there's certain rules of gematria, you can just do whatever you want. Right, but im hakolel means you can add plus one. If you want to see something really amazing about the kolel, the rule of kolel, you should look in Shabbos Malkusa from Rav Pinkus. So that's all. And where he talks about the importance of kolel. So Raza be gematria or im hakolel. Raza, right, he said, Raza de Shabbos is Shabbos. So Raza is or plus one. There's a certain sense of the or of Shabbos, the secret of Shabbos. Ha'or shel Shabbos zev ikra Shabbos. The spiritual light of Shabbos, which we'll talk about in a little bit, is the essence of Shabbos. The spiritual life of Shabbos, again, is the main part of Shabbos. Kimash shekasev in Pirush Hatorah lebalei Tosfos, ala pasuk shamor siyam Shabbos, shamor notchikun shamor. What does it mean, shamor siyam Shabbos? Shamor stands for shamor. There's or there. There's a light there. There's a spiritual light there. Ach misha shomer Shabbos, rakilas mechala, but if I just keep Shabbos, in the sense that I just make sure to guard it properly from desecration, and there's no mechala Shabbos, so what does the Zemer say? Schar al pi polo bavad. So my reward is according to my actions. Again, if I just keep Shabbos and check off the boxes and I make sure there's no desecration, so my reward is al pi polo. Because according to my actions, I get a certain reward. But if I keep Shabbos, since that I sanctify Shabbos, I add holiness to my Shabbos, I add energy to my Shabbos, so that's schar al harbe mod. It's a very great reward. Fine al pi derech hachasidus ikra hadagash. Right, the emphasis haya al mikadesh v'kroyla. Right, in the Chassidus, the main emphasis is mikadesh v'kroyla, the holiness of Shabbos. Gedolei Chassidus asku b'ikra b'nachalas or as Shabbos libos b'nei Yisrael. The tzaddikim want us to feel the spirituality and essence of Shabbos in our hearts. Right, we say in Alinu v'yadata hayom v'ashavosa el levavecha. Right, so a lot of us live in the level of v'yadata hayom. I know that Hashem exists. I know that Shabbos is holy. I know that everything is beautiful in Judaism. It's great. I know it, but I don't feel it. The goal is not just v'yadata hayom. The goal is v'ashivos alavecha. I want to have it in my heart and live with it. So the tzaddikim want us to feel the spirituality and the light of Shabbos in our hearts. Not just know Shabbos, but really feel Shabbos. Ha'orshu etzem mahusa Shabbos. They want us to feel the light of Shabbos, which is the essence of Shabbos. K'may mer Chazal say in the Medrash, b'may baruchu b'ora. Wait, so I just want to read you the Medrash. Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah says the following: Kevan sheshaka chama b'leilei Shabbos, when the sun set on erev Shabbos, on Friday night, Bikesh Kadosh Baruch Hu lignoz es ha'ora. Hashem wanted to put away the spiritual light of the world. V'chala kavod l'Shabbos, but He gave honor to Shabbos. Hadu dichsiv avarech Elohim es yom ha'shvi'i v'kadesh oso. Okay, so what did Hashem do to give Shabbos honor? Again, it says Hashem blessed Shabbos and sanctified it. So what does the Medrash say? B'may Baruch Hu, what did He bless it with? Baruch Hu Ba'ora. He gave Shabbos a certain spiritual light. K'vi shechoz v'nishnav izmir Shabbos, as we see in the Zmiris of Shabbos, achala panecha me'irim nuch v'simcha or la'yehudim bor panecha tavikim. Right, we see this theme of light. So what is this light of Shabbos that we're talking about, that we're trying to access? Or ha'Shabbos hu or av v'dveikus. The or of Shabbos is this feeling of the love that Hashem has for us, the love that we feel for Hashem, v'dveikus, and the sense of closeness and cleaving to Hashem. Or shal tzama nafshi l'Hashem, this or of yearning for Hashem. B'bechinas mad yisa b'medrash, this is an amazing medrash, tzadikim yesh lem taiva u'mal tavasam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzadikim have a desire, and what's their desire? Hashem. Kediza b'tikuni zohar, dechilu b'shis yomen, rechimu b'shabbos. The tikuni zohar says, dechilu b'shis yomen, during the 6 days of the week, a certain sense of fear in my relationship with Hashem, rechimu b'shabbos. But there's a sense of mercy on Shabbos. There it's talking about kibud avim, so it's saying during the 6 days of the week, you should have fear of your parents, and the seventh day as well. But what he's hinting to here is that during the 6 days of the week, there's a certain sense of yira, but on Shabbos, there's a sense of ava. Like the Sfasemis actually says, we have a certain rule in Gematria called Menatzbach. Menatzbach are the Sophie Tevel's letters. Right? So, Tuf, which is the last letter in the Aleph Beis, is 400. But the rule of Menatzbach is that the Sophie Tevel letters have their own numerical value. So, Chav Sophie is 500, Mem Sophie is 600, Nun Sophie is 700, Pei Sophie is 800, and Tzadi Sophie is 900. So, the Sasemis points out that the Gematria of Shabbos is 702. And the gematria of Ben, right, Bez is 2 and Nun is 700, is 702. So says the Sfasemis, during the week, we serve as Hashem b'chinas eved. Right, there's a certain sense of yira. I don't feel as close, I'm very distracted. I serve Hashem more with my midah of yira, b'chinas eved. But on Shabbos, says the Sfasemis, it's b'chinas Ben. I serve Hashem not as my king, but as my father. I feel much closer. Right, the B'nai Saskar actually writes in his writings on Shabbos too, that the gematria of Shabbos is Ava b'chol lev, Ava b'chol nefesh, Ava b'chol mod. You can do the math after, but it adds up. B'nai Saskar writes that in his in the first section of his writings on Shabbos, in the ninth part of the first section. Right, but again, Shabbos is this day of love, this day of dveikus. Mikoach or a Shabbos, you chulim nispalal karoi. Through the or of Shabbos, you can daven properly. to come closer to Hashem and to feel our Father in heaven, right? Rav Kook writes a lot about, and Rav Ruvin Sasson as well, in the Sefer HaKitzuv Ranenu, right? It says the Chabam, it's Rav Ruvin Sasson. So HaKitzuv Ranenu and Rav Ruvin Sasson's Sefer on Tfila Bor Panacha talk about how it's supposed to be natural for a Jew to daven, natural for a Jew to feel close to Hashem. It's in our nature. It's in our nature. But because of Gullus, it's hard for us to daven, it's hard for us to feel Hashem's presence. On Shabbos, we return to our natural healthy state. We're spiritually healthy. Shabbos heals us. So the aura of Shabbos, which is the sense of Dvikas and Ava, allows us to daven properly and to feel closer to Hashem because it helps us return to our essence, right? The Tzaddikim of Sanim say that Shabbos is a Rosh HaTevil, Shabbos bo tashuv. On Shabbos, you do tshuva. Who do you return to? You return to yourself. You return to your essence. So again, in Gullus, it's hard for us to daven, Rav Kook says, because everything's out of whack. But Shabbos, which is the taste of Gula, which is the taste of Mein Olam Haba, which is where Shabbos Bo Teshuv, we return to our natural essence. So a Jew's nature is, it's easy for them to daven, it's easy for them to talk to Hashem. Mishum kacha Shabbos v'yom no'ma mesikas. Because of this, because Shabbos, we feel spiritually healthy, and we feel close to Hashem, it's a day of sweetness and pleasure. Kamash ne'emar kachsof no'am Shabbos. Shabbos kol shnaf shikachol z'avasecha, right? This famous demo from the Beis Aharon of Karlin, Z'chusei Yogin Aleinu. Right, Hashem, I long for the sweetness of Shabbos. Holy Shabbos, my soul yearns for your love. Ki bo zocha, Yehudi is adding Hashem l'chazos b'no Hashem. Because on Shabbos, the Jew is zocha to take pleasure and to really feel Hashem's presence. With Torah's Avos, Muva, Amrana, Saba, Kedisha, Milakavish, Chusso, Genelinu. Torah's Avos is a sefer of collection, it's a collection of teachings of the earlier Tzaddikim of Sanam. It's a fantastic sefer, highly recommend it. Shepam achas, Yatza, B'motzi Shabbos, Pashas, Mabluzi Shabbos. Right, so one time, no, I'm going to say Shabbos. Shabbos is over, so you got undressed. You know, like usually you get undressed into, like, if you're going out, you put on a different kind of clothing, or you put on your pajamas, whatever it may be. Right, he took off his Shabbos clothing. But then, right after he took them off, he put them back on. And he said, I'm going to break the Yiddish, but we'll try. Ishpanadla von Shabbos vas per is kait das is. Afilu mashu mishabbos. Even a little bit of Shabbos is a mesikus yeshla, right? He took off his Shabbos clothing. He put him right back on. He's like, oh, Shabbos. Even a little bit of Shabbos was so sweet to him. Right? So I try my best, besides the fact that my wife, Gila's chicken soup is fantastic and it's so good. I try my best to have a little bit of chicken soup each day of the week. Usually there's leftovers, unless we have guests, but if there's leftovers, I try to have chicken soup each day in the week because it brings me back to Shabbos, a little bit of Shabbos throughout the rest of my week. Right, there's a story of Rav Pincus, where he was walking with someone once, and the Talmud he was walking with started biting their nails. He started screaming at them, Shabbos! And the student's like, Rebbe, what are you talking about? It's Tuesday. Like, what are you talking about? He goes, you were biting your nails. He goes, so? He says, it's usher on Shabbos. And if you do it now, you'll end up doing it on Shabbos. You have to always think about Shabbos. Right? So this story of the Lekavitcher, where he took off his Shabbos clothing, he put it right back on, he's like, oh, a little bit of Shabbos is so sweet. Just a remnant of Shiraim of Shabbos is so sweet. Right, so you can have like chicken soup throughout the week, and you have this like little like this remnant of Shabbos to get you going throughout the week. Or you have you're careful not to bite your nails or something like that because it's us on Shabbos. So I don't want to. If I do it now, I might end up doing it on Shabbos. Right, if Pingu's always thinking about Shabbos, we should always think about Shabbos. That's what we say in Shir Shayom, Hayom Yom. I don't know, Sheni b'Shabbos, Shishi b'Shabbos, Revi b'Shabbos, because everything is connected to Shabbos. Right, so again, I feel mashu in Shabbos, even a little bit of Shabbos, is a mesikus yeshua. It was so sweet to him. Kedisa b'medrash, the medrash says, al pasuk v'ayinicheo b'gan Eden, he placed him in Gan Eden. What does it mean, he placed him in Gan Eden? It says, the medrash, shenasen lo mitzvah Shabbos, he gave him Shabbos. Hainu shevazeh, shenasen lo mitzvah Shabbos, by giving him Shabbos, he put him in Gan Eden, because Shabbos is mein olam haba. Kesh Shabbos hu, b'simusa de Gan Eden, mein olam haba. It is this, it's a part of mein olam haba, it's a sign of Gan Eden, which is mein olam haba. Or Shalava Shalom Amadin. It's just there's this sense of love and passion and energy and dvikus that is not from this world, it's above this world. Right, that's why we have the Shamani Yisera, because we can't access that light unless we have a little bit of help, which is in the Shamani Yisera. Vizel Masha Omrim in the Ribon Kolamim, where we say on Friday nights, it's in the Siddur. It's standing Biyachin Nishmasi Ashina Satabi, to take pleasure in the extra Nishama that you gave me. Right? Because again, we need the Shamani Yisera to access the spiritual light. Because the regular neshama can't really process that light. This is what Shabbos used to be like for the tzaddikim. Just a sense of pleasure and ta'anuk and ava and dveikus. Yom kadosh la Hashem la'avaso. It was a day of holiness for Hashem and for His love. Right? Again, On Shabbos, we return back to our essence, that we're Hashem's children. It's not b'chinas Eved, it's b'chinas Ben. Ben is 702, Shabbos is 702. We feel the sense of closeness to Hashem, a sense of love of Hashem. Again, another lashon of yearning for Hashem. Yearning for Hashem. Ad kan. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll continue b'ezras Hashem tomorrow.